right up. Saturday morning with Beningo, 888-808-1019 is the phone number. We're here till 9 o'clock when Chris McMonagle will come your way. My good buddy Nico Skarlatis on the other side of the glass. Before we get to the all the sports, history in the making right now as the United States and Israel are bombing Iran. Okay, we've been hearing about this for weeks, that the possibility was happening. The president, they've been trying to talk to these people to try to get some kind of a negotiation. That was not going to happen, and it is going on right now in Tehran, really all over the Middle East. Israel's being bombed by Iran and all. And I have to start with this because this is a historic moment in history of not only our country, but the world. Look, it's been 47 years. We all know what happened in 1979. I certainly was around to see it happen with the hostages and all of that, how that all played out. So this has been going on for a long time since then. And we all saw what happened, with the protests they were having in Iran and how many people have been killed. Over 30,000 people apparently have been killed by the government there. This had to happen. And it's happening right now. So history in the making right now in Iran. And I'll say it this way, because the president's already said expect casualties, all casualties there. This is messy. There was no easy way around this. But I'll just leave it with this. God bless America. And, we'll leave it with that right now. But history going on right now as we speak in the Middle East. All right. Let's get to the sports. Speaking of history, I have not been on since since the gold medal game on Sunday in Milan, and just we all know. I mean, it's what a historic game it was. It was unbelievable. You know, to me, probably the best hockey game I've ever seen, considering what was at stake. And when you consider that I'm a Ranger fan. And my team doesn't win Stanley Cups. I mean, it's been, 34, how many years are we looking at now? What are we at? 32 years since they won the Stanley Cup, right? We waited all a million years, 54 years. Now we're halfway to the next 54. This was just an unbelievable, unbelievable game. I watched the entire, all six games that the U.S. played. Really only had two games where they were even tested, and that was the game against Sweden, where they won it in overtime, where, of course, predictably, Zibanejad ties the game up for Sweden with about a minute and a half to go in the game. And then, of course, Quinn Hughes scores the game-winning goal. We win that in OT. Then in the semifinals, we blow out Slovakia, killed them. I think it was 6-2, the final score. And then the all-time classic against Canada. And I got to tell you this. It might have been the best game I've ever seen a goalie play. And, I've been watching hockey for a long time. I've been watching it since the original six, So I've seen a lot of great goalies over the years. I have never seen a goalie, Connor Hellebuck, play a better game than what we saw out of him last Sunday in the magnitude of the game that it was. I mean, just incredible performance by him. Of course, he winds up getting the medal of freedom, right? The Presidential Medal of Freedom for his tremendous performance as the hockey team, of course, was at the State of the Union the other night. And, there was a lot of controversy around it. And I don't want to get into all that. I don't have to tell you how I feel about the people that had an issue with them being not only at the White House, but at the State of the Union as well. So I don't want to, where I'm at. Okay. We'll leave that alone. I don't have to go on about it. But that performance by Hellebuck was unbelievable. I mean, just think about it. Not only the crazy save he makes behind his back. I don't know how he did it. Not even looking at the puck. I don't know how the puck didn't go in. Not even looking at the puck and, getting it the hell out of the crease like he did. But how about the two breakaways that he stopped on what might be the two best players in hockey right now? Connor McDavid and this kid Celebrini, right? I mean, the rookie who's having just a stupid year. I mean, he saved both of those on straight out breakaways, just unbelievable. I mean, just a phenomenal performance. And then after he gets his teeth knocked out, incredibly, Jack Hughes with that game-winning goal, 3 minutes or whatever it is, into overtime. And, of course, all hell breaks loose and let the celebration begin. And that was unbelievable. I mean, just, you know, like I said, God bless America. They haven't won. The hockey team, the U.S. hockey team, hasn't won a gold medal since the classic, Miracle on Ice team in 1980. Mike Ruzioni, Jim Craig, and all those guys, Ken Morrow, that whole crew. And this was something. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I think 26 million people watched the game, which was on, of course, at 8 o'clock in the morning here in this country. And it was unbelievable. It really, really was. Like I said, I was totally into it. First time in my life I ever rooted for a Devil. I can tell you that. With Hughes. And it was pretty damn good. Of course, Miller, JT Miller of the Rangers, and Vincent Trocheck, both, of course, winning gold medal. Of course, the Ranger coach, Mike Sullivan, as well. I thought it was very interesting. If you saw the little celebrations they did, first with the Devils on Wednesday night in Newark, and then with the Rangers on Thursday night at the Garden. First of all, what is the governor of New Jersey doing on the ice with Hughes as he's, you know, celebrating Tage Thompson, too, of Buffalo, because they were playing the Sabres? Hughes brings him out on the ice. And then my esteemed governor, Mikey Sherrill, we won't say how I feel about her. She's out there, and she's getting booed to the high heavens, which I thought was great. And then on Thursday night, not to be outdone, on Thursday night when the Rangers have their little celebration, right, celebrating Miller and Sullivan and Trocheck, why Chris Drury puts himself on the ice, I have no freaking idea. What was he thinking about? And the booing from the Ranger fans was just, it was fabulous. If you're a Ranger fan and you can't stand Chris Drury, and I don't know one Ranger fan that can, tell me who it is. Maybe the owner. That's about it. Dolan. I mean, it was unbelievable. I mean, it really was. And but anyway, that was crazy, right? That really was crazy. But that was one of the all-time great moments, you know, in sports in this country, in my mind, and certainly, you know, just for our country in general. Just a great moment. Of course, the women as well, winning the gold medal in hockey in basically the same situation, playing Canada, you know, a game tied 1-1. They were actually losing 1-0 for most of the game. They tied a game late, descended into the OT, and then they win the game in OT 2-1, just like the men did. Just absolutely crazy. Hopefully the women will go to the White House. I know Don has invited them to go. Hopefully they're going to go. Let's see. We'll see how that all plays out. But what a great moment that was in sports. There's no other way to say it. Even if you're not a hockey fan, I think 26 million people watch the game at 8 o'clock in the morning, or if you're on the West Coast, you're up 5 o'clock in the morning watching it. It was unbelievable. I mean, there's no other way to say it. It really was. Just absolutely tremendous.